page 33, Simon Ration on Base. Actually, on page 34. So in Ration on Base, we began discussing that if a Jew puts something into action before Shabbos, and even though the action will not be completed, come to fruition until after Shabbos or during Shabbos, you just put it into action, and by itself, it's going to go, so to speak, and it will finish on Shabbos, that's okay. That's okay. And we gave various examples of that by flax and by wool and by other things. The last, putting a trap out for some animal or wildlife or fish or birds to be trapped, and they'll get trapped on Shabbos. Again, I'm not pulling the trap or doing anything on Shabbos. They just, you know, get trapped on Shabbos. That'd be okay. And then what we stopped off is the very last word on page 33. Well, first page on word on 34. Motulim karla einu Yehudi. You're allowed to sell something to a non-Jew. Latino somach l'chashechan, and like put it on him, load him up right before Shabbos. Again, this is something else you could do right before Shabbos. Even though, again, like I mentioned yesterday in the previous sermon, we learned that there's certain things, a lot of things, most things, a lot of things you're not allowed to do close to Shabbos. But here would be another example, something you could do right before Shabbos. First of all, that would be okay. It's not going to get done till after Shabbos. The goy is going to take it home. He's not going to get it home in time. But, so you could give it to the guy, you could put it on his back, so to speak, put it on his U-Haul, put it on his whatever. Ubelvad, shiyetse mi pesach beso mi bel yom. With one stipulation, the guy has to be out of your property before Shabbos begins. So the problem is, so the Mishnah Berurah says, if he cannot, according to the Mechaber, get that far, he cannot get out of your house right before Shabbos, so then you can't even sell to him. Even the mechiro is, even the sale was also. Can't do that. Now, what's the problem? The problem is because he's going to leave maybe during Shabbos. He's going to leave your house and he's walking out with all this merchandise on Shabbos. So people will think that you sold it to him on Shabbos. No good.
Now, there's a problem if someone has a house that's vacant and the goyim want to come only on Shabbos.
Hold on one second. It's a Ramon. I think. Let's go with Baruch Ramon, but let's see. V'yesh matirim. The Rama says some allow shiotzi ayinu yud b'Shabbos, that even if the non-Jew is going to take the stuff, the merchandise house on Shabbos, let's see, remember this halakha?
I forgot.
Yeah. We know you, Rabbi Goldberg. Don't be so modest. We know you can't. Okay. You can't fool us so easily anymore. Those are the old days when you could do that. So shiotzi ayinu yud b'Shabbos. So some say, no, the guy can't take it on Shabbos. Everybody's going to say, hey, look, you know, Goldish Enterprises are working on Shabbos, right? No, because if I specified a place in the house that this belongs to this corner, whatever you want to call it, this warehouse, whatever you want to call it, this area belongs to the guy. And and therefore, he's what is he doing? He's really taking stuff out of his own place. Now, the idea is, Mishnah Berurah says that people will know. People will know that you did such a thing. And it's in your, it's like you took it out from his own property. So therefore, they would say that's okay. So I think that's sort of like your case. But, here's the but, as Asai Hayakawa used to say, but the Rama says you should be machmir not to go like this. You should be machmir. Again, the Mishnah Berurah says because if you do this consistently, you should be margil goy to do this. And he brings out achrom to say you shouldn't be lenient on this. other cases, but the Mishnah Berurah says if there's a hefsid, that would be okay. And some say that if you rented, I think this is maybe even closer to your case. If you rented the guy a room, again he paid you a small amount of money, a pruta, and he took the stuff before Shabbos. He was moshech before Shabbos, so then you don't have to be machmir because again he rented the place, so then he's taking out from his place. It belongs to him, that area. And he brings down other Achronim to say, even that's not good, you shouldn't rely upon that, but that's the basic idea. In other words, that people will suspect you of transacting business on Shabbos. Okay. We'll stop here for tonight. Merit Hashem Sunday. Clean air, we'll pick this up.
Will it be something else?